We welcome you on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. We want humor, we want snark, we want opinions. But a good time, and we're going to do these with the Avs as well. But our top five keys to the Nuggets to go back and win another championship.
Okay?
And let's do it in descending order. All right?
Okay.
So number five, what's your number five key to the Nuggets playoff run?
Free throws. Just deal with it. They're gonna get more free throws. They're gonna go to the cherry stripe more than you. It's gonna be 2-1. You just got to deal with it. You can't get frustrated about it.
Okay, I go with MPJ. It's funny that Jake Shapiro brought that up because he and I are on the same wavelength, and I was not aware of what he said. But I have MPJ averaging 18 points per game.
Okay,
in this series as the key and throughout the playoffs as well. But
yeah,
if MPJ is averaging a solid 18 to 20 points per game in the playoffs, game over, man.
Mm-hmm.
Game over. All right, okay. Number four key for the Nuggets in this series and in the playoffs.
Mine was MPJ. My number four was MPJ has got to continue to build off what he did starting the playoffs last year, what he's done all season, and the way he's been the Laker killer. You know, with the rebounds, with the steals, with the blocks, and obviously scoring.
Mine is Aaron Gordon's defense on the other team's best player. He was nails last year in the playoffs, taking on, didn't matter. It could be somebody who was, you know, 6'3", 6'4", or someone who was 6'10". I mean, the guy is so versatile. He is the glue. He is the absolute glue guy on this Nuggets team. And, yeah, I have him as my number four key. Number three?
My number three is somebody from the bench scoring. So Watson's going to play. Obviously, Brown's going to play. Maybe it's Jackson, but somebody, and Jackson's been kind of in a slump, but somebody's got to provide those 12 points a game that, you know, Bruce Brown developed or provided last year in the playoffs.
Bruce. Number three for me is rebounding, especially on the defensive end. That was a problem for this team coming down the stretch that Michael Malone would harp on. And so defensive rebounding, number three, key for me for the Nuggets in the playoffs. How about number two for you?
Defensive rebounding.
Oh, you guys.
Clean the glass and no second chance opportunities. When the Nuggets get in trouble, it's when they don't defensively rebound and the other team gets a bunch of second chances. It clock runs that you end up playing defense for, instead of the 24 seconds, you're playing 48 seconds of defense, and you're not having as many opportunities to break and run. So defensive rebounding is big for me.
Number two for me was the bench, but I went at it a different way. I look at it as the bench can't be a weakness. The bench doesn't have to be great. All they have to do is just kind of go on in those non-Jokic minutes and just maintain. They don't have to score a lot. They just have to provide energy, defense, scramble for loose balls, and any offense they get is, to me, a bonus. But they don't have to be good. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be great. They just can't be a weakness. We can't look at the Nuggets losing a game or, heaven forbid, a series and say, wow, that bench really let him down. That bench cost him. Can't have that. That's number two for me. Number one for you?
Chips. Continue to hunt. Don't let last year's championship satisfy you. You got to be the hunter. Keep those chips on your shoulder.
I love it. Number one for me, just Jokic and Jamal being the ultimate closers that they are.
Mm-hmm.
That if
I took that for granted. I just thought that they would be.
Well, I can't take it for granted because it is
granted.
It's who they are. It's their secret sauce. It's what sets them apart from all these other teams in the NBA. Is that where you get into close games down the stretch, and so many NBA teams don't know how to play. They resort to hero ball. They resort to ISO ball, and the two man game that Jokic and Murray run in the final five minutes of games is just, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to watch. It's why they're the best duo I have seen playing off each other and with each other in this league since Stockton and Malone, bar none.
Yeah.
And I've been watching the NBA a long time. Best duo I've seen since those two. So they doing what they do better than anybody else is the number one key for me. So those are our five keys. Did we get it right? Did we leave anything out? Did we have them in the wrong order? Let us know. RamosLaw.com, text line 303-713-1043. We'll get to our Avs Winnipeg keys a little bit later on in the hour. Is it just me? Why aren't you guys talking about the Rockies? They have a homestand that starts tonight while they still have a home in Denver. Well, the Rockies, the story with the Rockies is it's just like so Rockies. So check this out. Apparently on a recent flight from Toronto, Hensley Bam Bam Mullins, who was a pretty good player back in his day.
Yeah, well, he got a nickname of Bam Bam. Bam Bam. He did some homework.
So he's the Rockies hitting coach. Well, video has surfaced of him sitting in the cockpit of the team's flight, and the FAA has begun an investigation into United Airlines. It was their plane. And United has since suspended the pilots for having an unauthorized person in the flight deck. I mean, the dude is, like, flying the plane.
Yeah, he's sitting in the captain's chair, like, messing with the button. Well, I don't know if he messed with the buttons, but...
Now, the plane was on autopilot at the time.
Sure,
but clearly, in the post-9/11 world we live in, that is a no-no. Even though I'm sure that on a lot of charter flights where it's just the team on the plane, I'm sure a lot of things go on in these planes that the average citizen is not allowed to do when they fly, but don't be so dumb as to videotape it.
Right.
Don't be so dumb as to actually... I can't imagine that this is the first person that has actually probably sat in the pilot's chair during a flight. I'm sure there have been others. But nobody's been dumb enough to videotape it.
I don't know that there's been others. I mean, that's just a whole, just a, another level of stupidity.
No,
one by the...
What does this thing do?
Yeah, by the captains. Like, what are you guys doing? Seriously. I mean, I fly United every week during the season. What are you doing? What are you guys doing? And then...
Yeah, but you've flown enough sports charter flights that it's very, very...
Oh, it's
the rules are very lax.
It's more of a, like, fasten your seatbelt for landing is more of a suggestion.
Right.
In charters.
Right.
Like, please do this, guys, but we're not going to beg you.
Right.
So, but I don't know that anybody, I've never seen anybody go up into the cockpit why the plane is actually in the air. You know, the door is open when you enter the plane. You can go up and say hi to the captains, but then they closed doors and, you know, nobody, I've never seen anybody go in there. And if anybody did, I've never seen anybody stupid enough to videotape.
Right.
It.
Right. Yeah. What does this button do? Whoop, right. Whoop, whoop, whoop. All right. Well, you're Colorado Rockies, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, God.
4-15 record, and now putting their pilots on the suspended list as the FAA investigates.
We need to come up with Colorado Rockies, take flight. Right? We got to come up with a Russism for the Rockies.
Right, right.
Take flight.
Here comes the airplane.
Yeah, here comes the airplane.
You think Bam Bam was doing high knees before he went up to the cockpit?
Probably high knees all the way into the cockpit.
Right. Randy from Tennessee, is it just me or did everyone get a box of Apple Jacks this week?
Have you finished your box of Apple Jacks?
I didn't finish it. I'm going to definitely enjoy a bowl.
Hey, do you guys like Fruity tomorrow. Pebbles or
love
Cocoa
Fruity
Pebbles?
Love Fruity Pebbles.
So the other day, I show up to my dad's house, and I look in the pantry, and there's Fruity Pebbles in there.
Yes!
But it was Fruity Pebbles with marshmallows.
Yes! Why not?
Yeah. I was like, when did this come around?
So what was his rationale for buying it?
I don't know. He wasn't there. I got to ask him about it.
Got to ask him about it. So this came from a conversation that we had earlier this week, is how old do you have to be when you give up children's cereals?
Right.
And I don't think there is an age.
No.
I think you should always be able to enjoy kids' cereals. And my favorite kids' cereal that I still enjoy today is Apple Jacks. You're a Raisin Bran guy because you like to create your own Dutch oven.
Yeah, I love Raisin Bran.
But yeah, Apple Jacks for me. And I did stop on the way home one of the shows this week and bought myself a box of Apple Jacks. I've had one bowl. Don't want to get Julia Soda mad at me.
Yeah.
Just had one bowl. And I Went for a vigorous walk to work it off. Colorado Rockies, learning to fly.
Learning to fly.
Have you guys ever seen speed walking?
Yeah, yeah.
Speed walkers are weird to me.
I feel like we should register for a speed walker.
No, that's just, I see speed walkers. I'm just like, wow, that's just, will you just break into a jog? That looks so stupid. Speed walkers, you look stupid. I'm sorry. You just
speed walkers look like they got to take a dump to me.
Exactly.
Like they're hustling.
Right.
They're clenched and they're hustling to the bathroom.
Right.
I walk through the Chicago airport like that on many different occasions.
Right. Now I've done speed walking.
Right. Yes.
All right. And I know from my own experience with speed walking, I look stupid.
Yeah. Exactly.
So at least there's a point to what I'm trying to do when I'm speed walking. There's some urgency. I don't do it for
on
fun.
On a speed walk, the finish line should be nothing but a line of porta potties, because that's what it looks like. You guys just get right in there, get your business done. Yeah, I'm not going to speed walk.
Is it just me, or you guys both left off Michael Malone and his coaching and adjustments among your?
I had that on my list.
Oh, you did?
I did.
What was your list? Give me your list.
Yeah, you forgot
John
coaching.
John and I both have lists.
All right, let's hear your list.
I don't have a list.
Oh, you don't have a list? Way to go, Fever. You've been bugging it. You came up with this idea.
Sid came up with it.
Oh, well, see, that's right.
And
Sid,
I've been hounding you for a week and a half.
It was. You have been hounding me, and I kept saying, well, I'm not going to do that.
And I have other stuff.
I'm not going to do the Nuggets keys to a playoff series last week. It makes no sense. I said, let's hold on to it till right before.
It wasn't a playoff series. It was a run to another championship.
And here we are doing it.
Yes.
Well, okay. Run to another championship playoff series. Right. I think they...
It's okay. Rogue. It was my idea. I've been hounded as well.
All right. Go ahead, Rogue. What do you got?
Okay. Number one.
Work down.
Okay. So number five is Malone. Be careful with resting Jokic in the third and the fourth.
Oh, he won't be over. Don't worry. He will not. He'll err on the side of getting him back out there. Don't worry about that.
Okay, okay. I hate to sound like a broken record just to say what other people say, but some of the decisions he makes with resting players, it's a little questionable.
Okay.
But other than that, I love everything he does.
Okay.
Number four, MPJ can't sleep. I just feel like sometimes when other players are doing their thing, MPJ is like, oh, I'll just chill.
He does become a bit of a spectator at times. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Number three is Brown and Watson have to bring the energy every time they're on the floor.
Okay.
Yeah,
when they come on the floor, it can't be an opportunity for the other team to be like, oh, okay.
Right.
Let's get back up.
Right. I like it.
Number two, make your free throws.
Oh, okay. Another free throw.
Gosh, we are like one of the worst free throw shooting teams. Number one, limit turnovers. I feel like when we go on these stretches where teams come back, we turn the ball over so much, and I feel like if we take care of the ball, we'll be in good shape.
Okay. All right. I like it.
Rogue's keys, our keys. She's the only one that put Malone in there. All you Malone haters are probably loving Rogue right now.
But there's a lot of people that are putting Malone at the top of the... Malone. He doesn't make adjustments. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think he does a good job overall.
What do you? I don't know. I don't want to get into this argument, but it just seems to me it's like, you know, whenever they're winning, when they're winning 57 games, defending a championship, you know, whenever anything goes well, it's Jokic and Murray and look at the unselfishness of Aaron Gordon, which they all deserve. But the moment they lose a game, Malone blew it.
Right.
Right. It's like the players only get the credit when you win, and the players are absolved of the blame whenever they lose, and that gets piled on Malone. Are we Malone apologists for not putting either one of us, putting him in our top five?
I really didn't think about Malone. If you're going confidence picks, like if you went confidence picks, Murray versus, like if you went, okay, let's go Davis versus Joker. Confidence goes to Joker, right?
Right.
Murray versus LeBron. Where's your confidence?
See, they're not going to be playing against each other.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying.
I'm saying be LeBron versus AG. Then I give the nod to a slim, by the way.
Right.
Slim nod to LeBron. Slim. That's how good AG has been. But then you start going down the rest of the way. It's Murray against...
What, Russell?
Austin Reeves.
Reeves.
All right, give me Murray. You go KCP against D'Angelo Russell. Give me KCP.
Right. I mean, I think from a confidence pick standpoint, like on starting, and then from a coaching, are you going Malone or you going Ham?
Right. Exactly.
So I don't know. The coaching thing was not as big a deal. Plus, the rotation is so tight and small. You know you're going to get 41 minutes or so out of the Joker and Murray, right? I mean, you're not limiting them to 32 minutes or something, or 36 minutes. They're going to get into the 40s.
By the way, Rogue, you were right about the free throw shooting. Nuggets, by my quick count, 24th in the NBA in free throw percentage, which kind of surprises me.
Yeah.
Nah, I blame it on Aaron Gordon.
Every time Aaron thinks about loading up a three, I'm like, don't, just pass it.
He does so much dirty work. Let him shoot a three every once in a while. Let him have visions of grandeur.
He cannot have a green light. You know, it's like the guy that has got a green light to steal, and then he gets a couple of really bad jumps, and you said, let's put a caution. Let's just go yellow on that green light.
How funny is it, though, when they're, like, wide open? Like, if Aaron Gordon's, like, wide open, and, like, I just think that every time that moment where they're like, oh, should I shoot it? Yeah. And then they don't. I just think that that's so funny.
Right. There's a lot of times when you could see him thinking, too.
Like, yeah.
And I'm sure Malone is like, don't, Aaron. Oh, well, all right. You've earned it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Take a shot.
Don't do too many more, though.
Yeah.
you're. Let's cap that at about, like, two per game, okay? And let's do them. Let's do them early.
You know what's fun is watching you dunk. You know what's not fun is watching you take threes.
I love you in the dunker role. Just kind of maneuvering along that back line. Yeah, you know, like a shark. You know, like how sharks are constantly moving. You're like Jaws. You're just constantly moving along the baseline and into the paint and back to the baseline. Just play that role.
Dun. Yeah, just like be a
constant.
He
definitely has shark energy.
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
He does. We're getting a lot of reaction to whether or not you go with yellow legal pads or white legal pads. Apparently, yellow is considered easier on the eyes. Not like, hey.
You know who's easy on the eyes?
That's really easy on the eyes. No,
that's me.
Yeah.
I'm easy on the eyes.
Yes. Yes, you are, Mark. Thank you. Skin of a China doll. You are easy on the eyes. No, I think they meant it less strain on the eyes.
Oh, so,
apparently that's scientifically proven, I guess, that yellow is less strain on the eyes than white.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would have predicted that.
You would have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's what I was thinking is if someone were to go for yellow, it would probably be because it felt more pleasing.
It's considered a warm color and easier on your eyes.
Yeah.
Other than the Nuggets, which team, West and East, are you guys most excited to see in the playoffs?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I don't know if you noticed, we actually have a good basketball team here, so we don't have to adopt a basketball team, unlike baseball, where we've adopted the Orioles. Is there another team in basketball that interests you?
There is a team that intrigues me.
Who is that?
The Sixers.
Oh, by the way, I'm already...
What?
ESPN's already doing it. They have already made their excuses for Embiid. I saw Kendrick Perkins yesterday. He's like, you can just tell. He's not 100%. That knee's still bothering him. Teams are going to exploit him on defense with pick and rolls and dribble handoffs and going to make him work. And he's just not all the way back. And what do you expect? You know, you can't expect him to be all the way back.
Right.
Dude was supposed to be out 4 weeks. He missed like eight.
Yeah. No, that's why I'm intrigued by them, because
just for the excuses?
It's all about the process, and it's all about, and I just feel like they are going to take a dump in their shorts, and I can't, and I'm all about it. I cannot wait to see it.
Who do they have? They got the Knicks.
I think the Knicks are going to beat them. The Knicks are...
I actually kind of like the Knicks.
The Knicks are way tougher than them.
I think if I had to pick an East team that I'm just kind of... Like, I like
Randall's out, though, right?
Yeah, but I like the way they go about their business. There's the Knicks. And, you know, you don't normally think of, you know, these New York teams are always so magnified and so put up. But there's a, there's kind of a blue-collar toughness to the Knicks that I kind of like.
Brunson's a dog.
Brunson's a dog.
Brunson's
you know what?
You're right.
It's a great point, Fever. They are a, you know, you take on the personality of your best player, okay? What are the Nuggets? Unselfish. Most unselfish team in basketball.
Right.
Take on the personality of their leader.
Mm-hmm.
The Knicks are Jalen Brunson.
Right.
And there's a lot of dog in that team. I mean that in a complimentary way.
Yeah. I like that. I like DiVincenzo, too.
DiVincenzo.
He's a good player.
Did you see how he got snubbed?
Yes.
Out of the Most Improved Player Award?
So, in order to win the award, he had to average a certain amount of minutes.
He had to average 20 minutes a game.
To win
65
an award.
Games played, 20 minutes a game on
right.
average. Yep.
He and missed out by an average of 9 seconds
right.
Per game. Which kept him
from
winning
like
an award.
1951 average or
something
52.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I do like DiVincenzo rolling in his Benzo.
And you made a great point. Mark Schlereth, hockey guy. As you said, and I think you said you nailed it. I can't think of a more wide open Stanley Cup playoff that's about to begin than this one.
Yeah, you could plant your flag. Whoa. I came out kind of goofy
easy
there.
Easy there, big fella.
You can plant your flag.
Hold
your horses. You can plant that thing.
Uh-huh.
You can plant that thing on 6-7 teams.
Yep.
And say, hey, man, this is my team. I'm rolling with this team.
I'm looking at all the matchups, and it would not, other than the 1-8 matchup in the East, Florida and Washington.
Mm-hmm.
That one would shock me.
Right.
But there, none
if Florida
of,
lost?
If Florida lost. But none of the other matchups, if the underdog won, would it surprise me? In the East and nor the West.
What's the West 1-8?
Dallas against Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I can see Vegas.
Congratulations, Dallas.
Yeah.
You finished with 113 points and the best record in the Western Conference. Your reward, the defending Stanley Cup champions, who's just been coasting all year, stashing guys on long-term injury reserve, waiting for them to come back and flip the switch for the playoffs. There you go. Congratulations.
Did they have the best record or they just
they
have
the
most
points? They had the most points.
Okay, let's just get that
straight. I know. With you, I have to always stop myself with hockey.
I'm a hockey guy.
It's not the best record. It's the most points.
I'm a hockey guy now.
So
I've been that way since last night.
So the playoff matchups in the West, by the way, for those of you who are wondering, Dallas takes on Vegas. Vancouver takes on Nashville. Again, wouldn't surprise me at all if Nashville upset them. Avs take on Winnipeg. Avs are the lower seed. Wouldn't shock me if the Avs won that. And the Kings and Oilers. That'd be a surprise.
Kings beating the Oilers would be
a surprise.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't totally shock me. It's Edmonton. It's Connor McDavid in the playoffs. What's he proven?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. At some point, you know, all that potential and all those awards and all the greatest player that's ever, you know, strapped on skates, at some point you got to prove it in the playoffs. I mean, that was the knock on the Joker, right? That's why he didn't win his third straight MVP. Well, he's never done it in the playoffs. He's never gotten to the finals.
Right? Why hasn't that been held against Connor McDavid? Seriously.
Because there's this McJesus halo over him that hockey guy can't get enough. Yeah, why has that not?
If it was going to be held against Nikola Jokic.
He's Canadian. Do you think if he's an American, it'd be held over him?
Yes.
I do too.
This man is a saint.
Yes, I do. Yes. Another good point, hockey guy.
Hockey guy. I decided to be a hockey guy last night.
Talk about turning it on. Talk about flipping the switch.
I flipped the switch.
You're like the Vegas Knights of hockey media.
I've just been stashing my hockey knowledge on long-term injured reserve.
Yes, yes.
That's what I've been doing.
Yes.
I've been doing it.
You
just
are
over
the Mark Stone of hockey analysts.
Yeah.
You're not that guy, pal.
You've just been waiting.
Just been stalking away.
Now you're coming off LTIR and boom, you're ready to roll. Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Real quick, guys, I have to leave my car, go to work. Before I go, can I get a happy birthday? Yes, happy birthday to Austin.
Austin.
You had a great day. Having your birthday on a Friday, by the way. That's...
Yeah, why are you at work?
Right?
Well, because Austin's an adult.
True.
He's that means Austin is out of his 30s.
Remember when DeHuff was with us?
Oh, DeHuff had a birthday week.
He had a week.
Took a week.
Like, I can respect the fact you taking your birthday off. I can respect that.
Well,
no, I can.
At what age do you stop celebrating your like?
Well, you should never stop.
No. But I mean, you can't like legit like take a day off because it's your birthday.
Why not?
Dude, I'd argue the day after your birthday is probably better.
I know there's some companies out there that give people their
birthday for their day off.
Yeah, you don't even have to request it off. You get it off.
Good for you, bud.
But DeHuff would take a week.
What if I would have taken my...
Hey, guys, it's not going to be around next week. It's my birthday. Well, yeah. Your birthday's on Tuesday. I know. Well, why are you taking the whole week? Because it's my birthday.
Well, I'm just going to tell you
no
guys.
No lie. He did it.
Broncos.
If you're listening right now, you know DeHuff.
Broncos country. You're lucky I don't take my birthdays off.
This is ridiculous.
Good point. Ryan?
Your birthday was on Super Bowl 32.
Super Bowl Sunday, 32. Yep. Oh, I'm going to take... I single-handedly won the game. I mean... And what have I taken it off?
Good point.
You'd still be looking for your first world championship.
Good point.
You're welcome.
You're right. Happy 24th birthday. 24th birthday.
Ugh. For Austin?
Yeah.
Austin, man, you know what?
24, huh?
You were raised correctly.
24.
24
years
old.
Thanks for being a young listener.
Yeah, thanks for being a young listener, Austin.
Yeah. Mm. Austin, you're raised right.
Mm.
Austin, you know what? Your boo rating has gone way up with me, Austin.
Mm.
Balls over you're not a boo, but a B-O-E.
Balls over
the rest of your employees.
Oh, okay.
The rest of the employees. Kids got balls, man.
Yeah. The kids got balls. Yeah. Austin's got balls.
B-O-C-W.
B-O.
Balls over coworkers.
Coworkers.
There you go. All right. Coming up next. So is it just me, Friday? As you can tell, we've entered the zone. Gotten a little loose on a Friday zone, and that rolls on next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Brass monkey, that funky monkey.
You know,
brass monkey, chunky,
we made some history monkey. Today, you and I.
Brass we did?
Well, think about the... Think about the group of fans or folks out there that are part of a particular group, and think about how they've gotten mad at us times before. Soccer fan, hockey fan,
yeah. You always call them a cult.
Pickleball fan. Well, some are kind of
cross-ish.
Well, CrossFit. You telling me that's not kind of cultish? CrossFit.
Yeah, it's like vegan.
Okay. Well, apparently...
Vegans can't wait to tell you about their vegan.
Apparently, we got to add a new group that we've offended.
Who's that?
Speedwalker person.
Oh, a speedwalker guy.
Here we go. This is from Smooter. I'm 63 and my knees can't handle the impact of running. Speedwalking is easier on a person who has actually worked for a living. You guys are idiots. I got to say, Smooter, I've never, ever, ever seen anybody speedwalking in my neighborhood. Never. I've seen.
What's his name?
Smooter.
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 Smooter. Like Scooter, but Smooter.
Shout out Smooter.
Yeah, hey, Smooter.
Yeah, Smooter. How do you get the nickname Smooter?
The beauty of that is you did not give that to yourself, which I give Smooter credit, because nothing worse than giving yourself a nickname. If your nickname's Smooter, you've done something to... Smooter, can you give us the genesis of your nickname?
Yes.
We want to know
that was
now.
The dorkiest roast of all time. I love it.
I know, we just got called out by a speedwalker.
Yeah.
Ooh.
By the way.
Ooh, Speedwalker guy is calling us out.
It's like
Are there other Speedwalkers out there?
I feel like the same about Speedwalk and cardio guy. Cardio and speedwalking is for people who don't know how to lift.
Cardio actually serves a purpose, though.
Not to me, it doesn't.
Isn't there something sort of look at me about if you actually speedwalk? Okay, I get it. You don't want to run. Fine.
Right.
But you can walk fast. You can walk briskly.
Without clenching your butt cheeks together.
Exactly.
Looking like a dork. With all that twisty stuff. Smooter. I like
Smooter.
That.
Smooter. All right. Is it just me or Evans used to speedwalk to the buffet line? No.
He sauntered to the buffet line.
Listen, okay?
And then destroyed it.
Me walking into a buffet used to be like Eastwood walking into a saloon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay? It's me walking into a buffet is Smoke Jensen walking down Main Street.
Right. Yeah.
Spurs jingling, ka-ching, ka-ching.
That's right.
You know, that's me walking into a buffet. Ka-ching, ka-ching. Eyes narrow, you know, just like
it's like
surveying.
Reacher sitting there with somebody poking him in the chest going, what are you talking about? You know, go ahead and poke me one more time. You're going to go walk away with a broken finger. You know? Not in a rush to get there.
You are all over your Jack Reacher novels.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I like it. Is it just me? Friday rolls on. The Nuggets and Lakers tomorrow. Boy, it is. What a week this is going to be. Just get your rest. Get your rest, everybody, this weekend, because buckle in. It's going to be next week. We're talking about it. It's going to be nuts. Mm-hmm. So you've got Nuggets tomorrow night, Avalanche Sunday, Nuggets Monday, Avalanche Tuesday, off night Wednesday. Everybody take a break. Yeah. Take a breather. Wednesday.
Get some sleep.
Because then Thursday
is draft.
Draft and Nuggets.
Oh, my gosh.
Friday, Avs, and then on through the weekend. So
my Thursday is going to be, well, no, it won't be tough. Because once the Broncos pick at 12, if they pick at 12, or will they go back to 20?
Did you learn anything yesterday from George and Sean?
No.
Anything?
No. Did we look up Toussaint Tim and find out what he got right? Have we looked that up?
Yeah, because we found out yesterday that one of our regular listeners and texters caught Sean Payton's attention.
Listen, I've got, you name it. I mean, there are people that'll, you know, you get tagged on Twitter. And so when I read these periodically, these things, and then maybe read something that's a little closer to the vest than I like, and I'll like click like, all right, that's, you know, Timmy in Tucson. I don't have to worry about him. He's just right.
You're right. We gotta find Timmy from Tucson's text. I gotta go back and look at all of them and find out which one he may have been right about.
Timmy from Tucson.
It looks like he stumbled into something.
What is Toussaint Tim's handle? I'm looking right now. It's not Rebecca Tucson.
No, he's on our text line.
I know, but Sean's not reading our text line, so he's on.
Good thing, Sean.
Yeah. You would not be
happy. For some reason, Sean, apparently all the dreck that's happened around here 8 years, apparently all landed in your lap.
It is your home.
And it was all your fault.
Yeah.
It's all your fault. You weren't even here for the last 8 years, but it's all your fault. Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on notice. Coming up, we'll jump back into Is It Just Me? As we get set for the playoffs to start, basketball. We certainly hope our team is in the championship round when it's all said and done in June. And regardless, we're going to be sending, as part of our fan flyaway, a lucky listener and a guest to a road game for the finals in June. And what you get is two tickets to a game, round trip airfare for two from Denver to a destination to be determined, two nights hotel, $500 spending money. Head to denversports.com/thefanflyaway to register and claim your special offer from Sport Clips. And those of you who previously entered our fan flyaway in February to Vegas, good news, you're already grandfathered in, you're already signed up. Not only for this, but all of our future flyaway contests. And those of you that sign up for this one, you'll be automatically entered in all of our flyaway contests in the future. So get signed up. What are you laughing about?
Smooter McWalkin.
Smooter. Smooter, you got to text us back.
Smooter McWalkin.
We need to know why you're called Smooter. Oh, he did? All right. What'd he say?
Last name is Smoot. It's just natural for people to call you that. Reference the idiot comment.
Smooter.
Yeah, yeah. If his last name is Smoot, yeah. Of course, it's like hockey.
Smooter, it's like hockey.
Yeah, immediately becomes Smooter. Right. Smooter, Smooty, Smootsy, whatever.
Smoots.
Smoots, yeah, exactly. All right, this is Just Me Friday. Rolls on next.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Oh, my God, the things right. You say sometimes.
Am I right on that? Aren't you just kind of curious?
No, I don't think I want to find out about that. Do you want to share?
Yeah, I just saw a Sky Rizzy commercial, and I was like, I think I'd like to take Sky Rizzy just to see what it feels like to get some swelling in my perineum. Honey, come take a look at this. Who's your daddy?
Apparently it is a side effect.
This is a wreck.
You're fascinated by that word.
I just don't. No, I'm fascinated by the, like, all these medicines, when they start reading the side effects, this could cause death. Like,
yeah, right.
Death is a side effect.
Could cause death of family members.
Yes.
Right. And then the other thing I always like
the one could cause hallucinations.
Right. Or the one that says, this one always gets me. If you're allergic, don't take it. Well, how would I know I'm allergic until I take it? Right.
Yeah. You're fascinated by the perineum.
Right. The fact that you take a medicine and that one little area swells, I don't understand why that would be. Like, why would you not, hey, one of the side effects is you could get swelling in your knee. Okay, like, or yeah, right. But it's your perineum.
Yeah.
No. The rest of your body's going
to
be fine.
So you're saying you want to test that theory?
Yeah, I want to test.
You want to see what that
I just want to
feels
see.
Like.
Right. You Looks, sit up
what's
a little
the purpose
higher?
Of the medication?
I think it's for, I think
skin,
it's for,
right?
Yeah. Like, it's for like,
blotchy skin or something like that.
You know, what do you call those things when you get like a rash?
It's called a rash.
Yeah, well, it's not a rash, but it's actually,
eczema.
Eczema.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like eczema.
So it's supposed to help you with eczema?
I think that's what it does.
But it can lead to an enlarged
perineum. Can we lead to
perineum?
Just, like, you have to buy bigger underpants. Damn, that's, hey, I don't itch anymore, but man, is my perineum big. Holy Moses.
You know what? We almost made it through a whole week. We almost made it through a whole week, but I got to ask.
Uh-huh.
What are we talking about right now?
What are we talking about?
I mean, how did we get on this?
I don't know.
What are we talking about?
New York, London, Paris, Munich, everybody music.
James from Florida
texts
in on the Ramoslaw.com text line. Is it just me? Is it just me or are the Broncos set up to bring Brady out of retirement and draft Spencer Rattler and build the team from the inside out in the draft?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you brought that to our attention, James, because I was told that the guys after us, Dover and Stoke, were mocking me for my Tom Brady theory. The idea being that Brady continues to put out plenty of hints that he's open. Did you see him? Oh, by the way, sorry, quick tangent. Is it just me or I'm going to expose you as a hypocrite right now? You love poking fun at Russ for his workout videos. You make fun of Russ all the time for his workout videos. Your boy Brady released a workout video yesterday showing him running sprints with his shirt off.
I love Tom Brady.
Man, I wish I would have seen that. I had the house to myself last night.
And he sent out a
meow
post saying, no excuses. Show up for yourself so you can show up all damn day. Now that's very Russell-esque right
now. No.
If Russ, at least Brady like backs it up on the field.
I know, but just the idea of the workout video with the cheesy little, you know,
maybe it's a thirst trap.
Go out there and grab the day type of thing. That's very Russell-esque.
He's a thirst trap?
Maybe it's a thirst trap.
What's a thirst trap is like you're trying to bait, you know, people to get slide into your DMs that maybe you want to date, right? Would that be a thirst trap? Did I explain that right?
Yeah, because Brady needs to reach out for DMs to get dates.
Remember he did that when he first retired, like one of the first pictures he did, he was like in his bed. I think he was promoting some like boxer company.
Mm. That sounds
cool. You know what's ridiculous?
What's that?
Like ever since everything has happened with Tom Brady's ex-wife.
Yeah, Giselle.
Yeah, we all know who she is.
Cannot both catch the ball and throw the ball.
Now, like the regular non-sports news outlets love to report on Brady because it's drama. So like a couple weeks ago, it was a TMZ headline and it was like Tom Brady posts thirst trap to in the wake of his seeing his wife on a date with her new Brazilian jiu-jitsu boyfriend, and it's just like hilarious.
That was like her instructor why they were married.
Yes.
Yeah, so I know it's messed up, but I'm just saying it's hilarious that TMZ
I would never step out on you ever.
So anyway, those guys mocked me for bringing up the idea. I think Tom is open for business with the idea about coming back. I think he is. He made the comments. Now he's working out. I'm just telling you, I wouldn't be shocked if this guy is playing football next year.
I wouldn't either. Tom doesn't get ready. Tom stays ready. He stays ready. I'm going to start posting some workout videos.
But the idea, well, you should. The idea.
That's it.
But what about it? What about, because as it's documented, I don't know, maybe Dover and Stoke need to do their homework. But it was a done deal. Peyton and Brady were going to work together. They were going to collaborate in Miami until the Brian Flores thing blew up, and they had to back off that plan. So if there's already a history there, a connection, a desire to work together, if you're Sean Payton and you don't find somebody in this quarterback draft that you really, really love, or you find somebody that you really love but you don't think that they're ready to go out there and play right away and that they might benefit from a year of seasoning, a la Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love.
Right.
Who better to do it with than Tom Brady?
Nobody.
Nobody's going to be harping on you. The fan base isn't going to be like all over you all the time to put in the kid because they're going to be so infatuated with the idea of Brady being here. Your kid quarterback learns from Brady.
Yeah. What if there's somebody in that third round, that Michael Pratt or that Spencer Rattler type that you really, really like and you just want to say, hey, come, you know, suckle from the teat of Tom Brady and learn how to play this position correctly.
And by the way, when Brady said last week about the idea, hey, if the phone rings, I'm going to listen, the teams he mentioned weren't Super Bowl contenders. He mentioned the Patriots. He mentioned the Raiders. So this notion of, well, why would he want to come to Denver? He wants to only go to a place when he can win a championship. Well, the teams that have a chance to go win a championship are already set enough a quarterback that Brady's not going to bump them. This would have to be all about a couple things. One, he just hasn't been able to get rid of the urge to play football.
Mm-hmm.
Two, he wants to go somewhere where he has a fit with whoever the coach or offensive coordinator is going to be. And I'm just telling you, if you start looking at that at the requirements for a possible return for him, and if you buy into the idea that there's some smoke here, then why not here? Why not here?
He certainly is putting out that vibe, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's like Dumb and Dumber when they were in those tuxedos. He's like, I'm going to stand by the bar and put out the vibe.
Great point here, though, by a texter.
Okay.
If Brady comes here, isn't he going to have to negotiate for the number 12 with Paxton Lynch? I mean, technically, we're done smearing Paxton, but come on, if you're going to serve it up to us like that, we'll kind of make that like a 2-for-1. That serves the Russell Wilson smear campaign as well.
Does Brady still have a restraining order on me, or is that's been lifted, right? It was lifted when we went cheek to cheek.
Yeah, I think you're good.
And in the bowels of the stadium.
Oh, no, you told me about the encounter. It seemed like he was a very willing participant.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't.
Cheek went to my cheek.
Yeah.
Was not my cheek going up to his cheek.
I think. Yeah.
Plus, he's way taller than I am, so he had to come down to cheek me.
Is he really? I thought you're 6'4", right?
No.
You're 6'3"?
I'm probably a shade. Well, I've had so many discs removed that I'm a shade under 6. Yeah.
Your vertebrae is compressed.
I'm probably more like 6'2" and a half now.
Uh-huh.
Maybe even just 6'2".
What were you at your peak?
6'3".
6'3"?
Yeah.
And he's like 6'5"? 6'6"?
Every bit of 6'5". Maybe a little bit taller than 6'5".
Okay. And for those of you saying he's part owner of the Raiders, no, he's not. No. Not yet. Now, for those of you who don't know that story, he'd like to be, but the problem that the NFL has is that for a franchise, even the Raiders, that's worth, let's say, $4 billion, okay, mm-hmm. just to put a nice mm-hmm. round number on it, that the percentage of ownership that Brady is in line to get for the cost that he would be paying for it is too much of a deal for Brady. He's getting too good of a deal for that slice of the franchise and the value and what he's indeed paying for it. So that hasn't happened yet.
No.
So he's not an owner yet.
He is not an owner yet. He wants to be an owner.
Right. But hey, if this thing is taking some time, why not go play football for another year?
I'll give you one reason
and
why you can't be in the Broncos,
not
too.
Denver?
Okay, why one reason.
Can't win in the playoffs in Denver.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
That's a good point.
But at least you get to the playoffs. We haven't been to the playoffs since...
Good point. Another great point.
2015.
Another great point. Okay. Is it just me? The Avalanche get the win last night. We had a question for us. Guys, what are we supposed to make of that win last night? Does it mean anything? Good question. We'll answer it next.